Today we've come to the cheapest Chinese buffet in London, popular for their wide selection and £5 takeaway box. Let's go in and give it a try. Right, that's where we're heading. Let's go in. We're here for the £5 box. Hello. Can I get one £5 box, please? Thank you. That's great, thank you. Thank you so much, thank you.
We'll have to go with some egg fried rice to begin. To half the box. Let's go with half noodles as well. For my last videos, all of you told me I didn't get enough meats, so let's get some of the chicken in there. Stack it up. All right, let's go with some of this as well. Some of this beef. Stack it in there. All right, let's grab a couple of potatoes in there as well, since we did last time.
Hello.
Hello. Look at that. Wow. Go for some red sauce as well. Let's grab one spring roll as well. We'll grab two. Squash that in there. That's it, mate. Crazy. That's how we should have done it. Close this off.
Okay, so here is our famous £5 box. Let's open this up. Look at that. Smells absolutely incredible. Right, let's start with the spring roll. Wow. Filling on that is really good. Right, let's move on to potato. There it is. I think they're slightly fried. Okay, let's move on to the main event here. Sweet and sour chicken. Grab a nice big piece, very hot. Well seasoned. Crunchy. Let's try some of the beef here. Ooh. I think this is spicy beef. All of these are classics. They just work so well. Nice and salty, bit of chili behind it. Goes well with the onion. This time we went with egg fried rice. Oh, that's good. Not overly flavored, but a nice balance with the strong flavor from the sweet and sour chicken. Finally, let's try some of the noodles here. Look at that. It's hard to beat this for £5. I've not seen any price cheaper than that for a Chinese buffet in London. Okay, so I'm sure you're not wondering what the price is because I've been telling you the whole video, but we paid £5 for that box there, which I think is incredibly good value for money, considering the range of ingredients that we get and everything's cooked very well with nice seasoning. With that being said, obviously continue our travel series here, so please just let me know in the comments below where we should go, what we should try, or what we should do next. See you guys next time.